Okay, so I have a little bit of a confession for you guys. I love hacking other people's sales funnels. So in other words, what I mean is I have spent way too much time watching other people's webinars, reading their emails, analyzing their sales pages, screenshotting their Facebook ads. I am just so curious about the strategies that other businesses are using, especially the strategies that the businesses owned by people I really look up to are using. And I really want to learn what is working for them. Now, big disclaimer here, just because somebody else is doing something does not necessarily mean it is working for them. And if you just try to copy what other people are doing, that very rarely works. However, there is a lot to be learned from looking at what other people are doing and just seeing what you like about what they're doing, what you don't like, what is working on you versus what you don't find compelling at all. So maybe you can relate a little bit, at least, to my insatiable curiosity when it comes to seeing what other online business owners are doing. And if you're curious about what I'm doing, then please don't feel bad about that. If you've ever tried to analyze one of my webinars, or you've saved my sales emails, or you've screenshotted something on my sales page, please be my guest. And honestly, I am honored if you have done that, if you have thought that something that I created was worthy of being your inspiration or worthy of copying to some degree. Of course, we always want to make sure that we are being completely ourselves and completely authentic about what we say and who we are being. And we should never plagiarize someone else's work or copy and paste someone's email. And I do not expect that any of you would ever do that to me. So please, like I said, be my guest if you want to study what I create, and I am honored. And in fact, I would love to help you out. I would love to show you exactly how my sales funnels work and what strategies are working for me. And I love doing that on this podcast. And in today's episode, I want to do that in a really thorough way. I want to bring you behind the scenes of one of my most profitable sales funnels. And in fact, this is one of my automated 100K sales funnels. And really just explain to you, break it down piece by piece, exactly how it works so that you can use this as inspiration. You can use this as a framework for creating something similar in your business.
We became entrepreneurs because, more than anything, we want freedom. We want to be in control of our own schedule, income, and life. But unfortunately, that isn't always the reality of being a business owner. I'm Gillian Perkins, and I'm on a mission to take back entrepreneurship for what it's supposed to be. In every episode, I'll share with you how to get the most out of every hour you work so that you can work less and earn more. Let's get to it.
So a couple things before we get into the funnel itself. First of all, to be completely honest, this is a little bit easier to communicate with at least some pictures, if not a video. So I have put together a blog post where I included screenshots of each piece of the funnel that goes along with this episode. I also created a video. So I'm going to leave the links to both of those resources in the show notes for this episode. If you want to see a video of me going through the funnel, if you want to see those screenshots and, you know, maybe read through this description, you might find that helpful. But whether you want to look into those resources or not, I wanted to bring to all of my podcast listeners this breakdown of this funnel because I just think that you'll find this so instructive. The other thing that I wanted to mention before we get into it is just to give you a little bit of context about what exactly I'm talking about when I'm saying the word funnel, when I'm describing this automated funnel, this 100K funnel. So in short, this is a system that turns our visibility, so that is people discovering me on the internet via videos on YouTube, via search on Google, via word of mouth, via Instagram, you know, wherever they find me on the internet. It turns that traffic into leads in my business. And then this automated system turns those leads into paying customers. And it does all of this without me ever having to do sales calls or even email back and forth with the prospects. So in other words, this entire process is automated and all of the sales that it generates are passive income. Now, also, of course, just like every money-making strategy, this system that I'm sharing with you today, it took effort to create. It took me hours of work. It took me energy. It took me brain power, right? All those things. So I'm not saying that this was easy money. I'm not saying that this was get rich quick at all. I'm not saying that this is a way to make a lot of money without putting in the effort. However, the sales that this funnel generates today are not requiring ongoing effort from me today. It was a one-time project that I've done a little bit of maintenance on over the years that continues to send thousands of dollars into my business every month. So I call that passive income. You could call it semi-passive income. I'm not too worried about the semantics of it exactly. But the main point, the thing that I'm most excited about is that I think that this is a work less, earn more strategy, a strategy where I was able to do a one-time project, able to put in a limited number of hours for quite a lot of upside, quite a lot of continual revenue. Okay, so with all of those notes and disclaimers and comments out of the way, let's move on to the funnel itself. So the whole system starts in, well, a lot of places on the internet. As I mentioned, starts with my YouTube videos, it starts on Instagram, starts with articles that I've written that people find on Google. But those are all just places where my content is disseminated, but they all lead to my website. So these are all different methods that I use to get people on my website. And I also just want to point out that I do not have numerous places on the internet where I try to attract people from. Really, it is long form videos on YouTube and then articles that are on my website. Those are the two main things. And even those two things are kind of just one thing in two forms. Most of the time, if I write an article, there's a video that goes along with and vice versa. If I create a video, an article gets written to go along with it. And so it's just two platforms we publish basically the same content on. People do find me in other places on the internet, but I don't put much of any energy into those other places. You might be wondering, well, what about the podcast, Gillian? Isn't that a third place? Actually, I consider my podcast to be mid-funnel, by which I mean this podcast is not something that I do to get visibility for my business. I don't use the podcast to reach new people. This podcast is for those of you who have already found me somewhere else on the internet. And just tell me right now, is this true? Did you find me by discovering this podcast when you'd never heard of me before? Or did you first discover me on YouTube or discover me via a Google search or maybe somehow via word of mouth? That is the case for 90%+ of the people who discover me. Where the podcast really plays its role is once someone has discovered me and they want to go deeper with what I teach, they want to learn more about how to grow their business online, how to work less and earn more, how to grow their audience, how to earn passive income. Well, then they discover the podcast on my website or they discover the podcast because I email them about an episode. And if I had to guess, that is exactly how you came to be listening to this episode today. The other little way that people find it sometimes is via word of mouth. But all that to say, you already discovered me somewhere else. Now you're listening to the podcast because you want to go deeper. And so that's why it's mid-funnel. Okay, so getting back to the funnel itself, after consuming my content on one of those third-party platforms like YouTube, people then make their way to my website to learn more. And speaking about this specific funnel that I'm talking about today, it's a funnel that sells my YouTube strategy course, okay? I have a few different products that I sell in my business. Of course, we have the 100K Mastermind Coaching Program. We have Startup Society, our membership, but we also sell a couple of courses. And one of them is called Creator Fast Track. It's our YouTube strategy program, our YouTube growth program. And I find that courses are really where the 100K funnel method shines. Yes, you can use it for high ticket products. I could use one for 100K Mastermind. Yes, you can use it for a lower cost product. I could use it for Startup Society. But It doesn't work as well for the higher ticket products, and it doesn't generate as much revenue as I would like for the lower ticket products. But when you have a product that is somewhere in the $100 to $3,000 price range, especially for these courses that are somewhere between like $100 and $1,500, the 100K funnel method just works so well. And it really optimizes your conversion rate. So you're getting as many sales as possible. And then at those price points, you're also able to generate just a whole lot of revenue. So the funnel that I want to break down for you today is the funnel that sells Creator Fast Track, our YouTube strategy program. And so how this works on my website is once someone makes their way to my website, they find the opportunity to sign up to watch a recording of a webinar that I did a while back called 3 Secrets to Reach 1,000 Subscribers in Just 3 Months. If they click the button to sign up now for the webinar, then they get taken to a page that gives them different times when they can watch the recording. And it also gives them some bullet points that tells them a little bit about what they'll learn. And it shares some testimonials of people who have watched the webinar in the past and learned something from it. So once they sign up for the webinar, then they get taken to a thank you page. And the thank you page features a video of me where I congratulate them on signing up and I tell them what they're going to learn at the class and I encourage them to show up. Now, as I mentioned, you can see screenshots of all of the pages of this funnel at the blog that I put together to go along with this episode. And you'll find the link to that in the show notes. Now, once someone has signed up for the webinar, then we move on to the email part of the funnel. And the first email part of the funnel is what we call show-up emails. So these are emails that are designed to get the people who have signed up for the webinar to, in fact, show up for the class. There are a few different reasons why people might not show up. They might just completely forget about it, or they might change their mind or lose their motivation, or they might get distracted. And so it is important that we remind them that it is happening so they don't forget, and that we also continue to sell the webinar to them. We continue to tell them why it will be important, how it will help them, why they need to not miss it, all those sorts of things. So we configure these emails to send out at various intervals before their scheduled class time. And we do that using the webinar software. Currently, we are using EasyWebinar. There are plenty of good options for this. You certainly don't have to use EasyWebinar. A lot of our students use WebinarKit because it's priced really competitively and it does the job just fine. But at any rate, the reason we use the webinar software to schedule out these webinar show-up emails is because the webinar software knows exactly what time that person signed up for, and so it can send out the emails at the right intervals before it. So it can send out the email an hour before the webinar, a day before the webinar, 3 days before the webinar. We could do this with ConvertKit, or you could do this with whatever email marketing software you use, but the problem is that most email marketing softwares are not set up to be able to send emails out before a certain date if the email marketing software even knows the specific date that that person signed up for. It would just be a lot more complicated in the email marketing software, whereas it's super easy in the webinar software. So we send out a total of 4 show-up emails. The first one is sent immediately after the lead registers for the webinar, and then a second one is sent 1 day before their scheduled webinar. A third email is scheduled for 3 hours before their webinar, and then the final one goes out at the scheduled time of their class. Now, I just want to point out here that this is the minimum number of show-up emails that I would recommend you send. You don't necessarily need to send more than this, but send at least this many. And we often see even better results with additional emails sent 2 or 3 days before the scheduled event. But in this case, we only use 4 emails because how we have this funnel timed out is with our fast track strategy. And so the webinar times are only offered over a 72-hour period. So for example, if you go to sign up for this webinar on Monday morning, then you will see webinar times on Monday, on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, but no times after that. And so if you sign up for the webinar, you're signing up for a time within the next 3 days. And so it is plenty of emails to just send you an email right when you sign up, and then the day before, and then 3 hours before, and at the time of. The only day that might be being skipped in that time period is if you signed up for the webinar that is 3 days away. So the webinar that is on Wednesday in my example, well, you might not get a show up email on Tuesday, but that will be okay. You'll still remember. You won't forget in that one day that goes by. And most likely, you'll sign up for a webinar that is today or tomorrow. So you'll get an email right now when you sign up, and then you'll either get one later today and then the other two emails tomorrow, or else you'll get all 4 emails today, which is a little bit a lot, but worst case scenario, you might sign up for a webinar that is just a little bit more than 24 hours away. And so you get all 4 emails, but it's not way too much. And that doesn't happen to most people, because if they sign up for a webinar that is right away, they are not going to get 4 emails. They're going to get the first confirmation email. And then let's say they signed up for a webinar time that is just later this day. They won't get the 1 day before email. They'll just get an email 3 hours before and then the email at the time of. So this is the best timing that we've found for these emails. It works really well. It ensures that most people get just the right amount of emails, and then a small percentage of people get like 1 more email than maybe would be ideal, and a small percentage of people get maybe 1 less email than maybe would be ideal. So now let's move on to talking about the webinar strategy. So at the scheduled time of the webinar that they signed up for, they will show up and they will watch the free class. Again, you can see a little example of the slides that I use for this class. And also, I wanted to let you know that I'm excited to have a podcast episode planned for 2 weeks from now, at the time of this recording, that will be going over my webinar strategy in detail. So if you want to learn the win-win webinar framework, then make sure you tune into the podcast 2 weeks from, I think I said it at the time of this recording, but actually 2 weeks from when this episode is published. Now, right now, what I'll tell you is just, I use a strategy called the win-win webinar strategy, or the win-win webinar framework. And this is a strategy that is based on the idea of, I want this webinar to be as valuable to the people who show up for it as possible. I want them to leave with real takeaways that really help them in tangible ways in their life. I want them to be glad that they showed up, so much so that they are a bigger fan of me than before they attended the webinar. I want it to do positive things for our relationship. And at the same time, I want it to have the highest possible conversion rate, making me as many sales as possible. So it's a big win for them, and it's a big win for me as well. I know that might seem like have your cake and eat it too. It might seem like too good to be true, but I have found that the better you serve people, the more interested they are in doing more business with you, in purchasing your product, in continuing the relationship. And so I really not just think, but I know that this is for the best of your business and the best of the future of your business, because you are strengthening these relationships. Anyway, I'll get into that win-win webinar strategy so much more, breaking down exactly what I cover and when in the webinars in that future episode. But now let's just talk about the fact that this webinar itself drives about 50% of our total revenue from this funnel. Okay, so half the people who are going to buy the product, they buy during this recorded class, which is pretty crazy, really, that it is so persuasive that it convinces so many of these people who were maybe interested in the product to actually purchase. But that's what happens. And we see this happen consistently with people who use this funnel strategy that I'm sharing with you in today's episode. Now, you might be wondering, where do those other 50% of the sales come in? We'll talk more about that in just a minute. But right now, let me just tell you a couple things. One is that the webinar itself is hosted in EasyWebinar. Again, you can totally use WebinarKit or something else, but I'm using EasyWebinar. And I consider a show-up rate over 30% to be a good, healthy show-up rate. And that's exactly what we see happen with this funnel. Now, yes, it is possible to get show-up rates of 50, 60, or 70%. And we see that very occasionally. It seems to depend a lot on exactly where your industry is and exactly what the problem is that you help people with. And so, for example, if you help people with a problem that is a really big problem that they have a lot of pain around, they really need to solve it, and you don't have very much competition, meaning there aren't very many other people who help with this same issue, you can see a really high show-up rate. In this case, I'm helping someone grow their YouTube channel. It's not something that most people have a lot of pain around. It's more something that would be nice to have rather than that they need to have. And I also have a moderate amount of competition in this space. And so that's why I am totally happy with my 30% show up rate, especially for an automated event. I'm not talking about a live webinar here. I'm talking about a recorded video. So I think it's great that 30% of the people who sign up for this show up for it. Now, at the webinar, not only do the attendees learn how they can grow their YouTube channel in just 3 months and how they can get it monetized in just 3 months, they also learn about our course, our YouTube strategy program called Creator Fast Track, and they get a special opportunity to join at a great price and with some added bonuses. Now, we do keep the timing of this offer pretty tight. Each individual who signs up for the webinar gets a personalized 72-hour promo window that motivates them to take action and to not sit on the opportunity. Now, I know that when you hear that, you might be thinking, well, yeah, but they can always just sign up with a different email address. But actually, they can't. The system that we use to secure these individualized promotional periods does a really excellent job of creating these custom promo windows for each individual based on their IP addresses, not on their email addresses. And that is really important to me because I want to make sure that I am giving each person their own genuinely unique experience, allowing them to purchase the course at the time when they are most interested and most in need. I don't want to be creating false scarcity or anything like that. I want to give each individual person a personalized sales experience, a personalized promotional period, a time when they can buy and get the product at a great price with these extra bonuses. And I don't want to be like pretending that now is the only time you can get it when actually they could just sign up with a different email address. I want to make this as real and as authentic as possible. Now, moving on, the next part of this 100K funnel is the sales page. Now, the format that we use for these sales pages is called the no-brainer sales page. It is a simple format that just focuses on that 20% of the sales page tactics that get you 80% of the results. Because really, you do not need to have a mile-long sales page to get great results, to make a lot of sales, to have a good conversion rate. If that was the case, then basically what we'd be saying is, well, the longer your sales page is, the more sales you get. Is that true? No, it's not. What you need is the right things on your sales page. So we keep with our theme of keeping things as simple as possible. So we have done a lot of analysis on what makes some sales pages convert better than others, and what really are those driving factors, those driving tactics that are used on the most successful sales pages. We analyzed what many of the highest converting sales pages had in common. And our no-brainer sales page formula includes each of those 6 points. And those are really the 6 points that drive the majority of your results. And when you only have 6 points, you can make those 6 part of your sales page so much more effective, so much more strategic than if you were trying to optimize one of those mile-long sales pages. Now, keeping with our theme of keeping things simple, we have our sales page for this funnel built right in our shopping cart software, which we are using currently, SamCart. Now, I'm going to say right now, I don't necessarily recommend SamCart. Now, don't get me wrong, it's a great program, and like I do recommend it, it's great, but it's probably overkill. It's fairly expensive. There are some great alternatives on the market. So look around, consider other options. Don't just sign up for SamCart just because I use it. It works really well, but you don't need it. There are other options. However, what I do really recommend is that you have a shopping cart software. And if you're not aware, a shopping cart software is just the software that facilitates the checkout experience. Like it has the form in it that people can fill out, and then the buy now button people can click. People are entering their credit card information essentially into the shopping cart software to facilitate that transaction. And then the shopping cart software talks to whatever platform you are using to deliver your product so that the person gets the right email that gives them access, or so that the product gets shipped out. So you need a shopping cart software, and I really highly recommend that you build your sales page in your shopping cart system if possible, because it's just going to make things a lot more simple. Now, the people who are ready to buy after watching the webinar do exactly that. However, of course, there's also a large percentage of people who aren't quite ready to buy yet. And for those people, we have a compelling series of emails lined up that those people receive over the following 72 hours. Now, I'm going to do a full podcast episode on that sales email sequence next week. So make sure that you keep your eyes out for that and you are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss that episode. In the meantime, I've actually put together a Google Doc of the emails themselves. Now, the emails themselves are, on the one hand, the most instructive piece because you can look and you can see exactly what I wrote. And so I would highly recommend that you take a look at that. And I will leave the link in the show notes for this episode to that Google Doc as well. However, I also think that there's a lot to miss if you just look at the emails. You don't really know like why I decided to write the things I did or what my motivation was or my strategy behind it was. And so also, you will definitely want to listen to that episode next week. Now, if you go through this funnel, you would notice that there are timers on several of the pages that are used in it, several of the emails that are sent in the funnel. And these timers, as I mentioned previously, are controlled by an automated system that limits the promotional window. And the reason that this is important is because open enrollment, if you've ever heard that term, which basically just means that the product is always available and people can purchase it, sign up for it whenever they want. Well, open enrollment doesn't tend to motivate people to buy, especially for a more expensive product like an online course that costs a few hundred or a couple thousand dollars. People need a reason to buy now that helps them to overcome their reservations about purchasing. Otherwise, they're going to stay stuck on the fence. They're going to keep thinking about it. They're going to have reasons to buy, but also reasons not to buy. So you need to give them a little push, give them a little bit of motivation to hurry up and make this decision. And including some timers throughout your funnel serves to do exactly that and remind your leads that the offer is not going to be available for much longer. Now, a lot of businesses achieve similar results by regularly running live promotions where they are in real time having a promotion at a specific time that ends on a specific day. And that certainly works. However, that sales strategy requires a lot more active involvement and a lot more maintenance. I mean, it's not even maintenance, like a lot more active work to execute. Every time you do a promotion, you have to create the promotional materials and send it out. And I mean, that doesn't sound very hard, but it's a project. It's a real project. And so the beauty of this automated 100K funnel system is that you set it up one time and then it runs on autopilot, but you still get the benefits of having that urgency of these limited time promotional periods. And then the other big problem with live launching like that is that by definition, that strategy means that your product is not available for purchase most of the time. So what I mean is, like, let's say that you launch your product twice a year. Okay, so that means that for 2 weeks out of the year, people can purchase your product, but for the other 50 weeks out of the year, they can't. And that is a lot of time when people might want to purchase your product, but can't. And that is a lot of time when those people are going to go out there and find other solutions or give up on their goals or just get distracted or move on to something else. And that means that you are going to miss out on a lot of sales. Think about it this way. If you got 100 new leads this month and you sold to them this month, you could probably close about 10 sales. But if you were to get 100 leads this month and then you waited 6 months before trying to sell to them, then you would probably only be able to close 5 sales, if that, because many of the leads would have found other solutions, purchased other products, or simply lost interest. And that means that by making your prospects wait until your next live launch, you are probably missing out on at least half of your potential earnings. And that is just one reason why the 100K method is so powerful, because it sells to people at the right time when they are the most ready to buy. In short, what we are doing is we are meeting every single person where they're at right now. After they sign up for the webinar, which indicates their interest, we give them that opportunity to buy right away, and we start a timer specifically for them. And then if they don't choose to purchase during that custom promotion, then they get another opportunity to purchase a few months later, but that's all taken care of by our automated systems. And just to be clear, it's not even spaced out just a certain number of weeks or months later. They get the opportunity to buy when they indicate, based on what emails they open, what links they click on, what they sign up for, their activity indicates when they are the most interested, again, in purchasing. And that triggers, with our automated system, that triggers when they will get another promotion just for them. Now, to wrap this all up, let's just talk about the end of the funnel. So, of course, the final step of the funnel is that once the customer purchases the product, then they automatically get an email that gives them access to the course itself. That email includes the link to access the course, as well as their automatically generated username and password. So they can just click the link in that email and then sign in really easily. And then they are inside the course dashboard. They have access to all of the resources, and they get another email that gives them access to their coach that they are working with throughout the program. So even that end delivery of the product is completely automated. And this whole system is just, it's seamless, it's simple, and it is so effective at turning traffic into leads. And from there, turning the leads into paying customers. Now, over the next few weeks, I am really excited to have a few more episodes planned to go along with this one. I want to break down for you the sales emails themselves. I'm going to break down for you my webinar strategy, and then I have one more episode planned where we are going to talk about the 100K method itself and just what separates this method from other, you know, ways you can set up automated funnels. And then we're going to talk about the 100K mastermind program for those of you who might be interested in working with me and my team to set up a system like this in your own business. And I'll just end with this. For those of you who are already seeing the power of the 100K funnel and you know you want to start using the strategy as soon as possible, we are already accepting applications for our next cohort of 100K Mastermind. And I would really encourage you to get your application in early because we do have a cap of only 40 students who we have capacity for in this next cohort. Because as you may know, we match up every single student in the program with a coach who they work with one-on-one throughout the program. And each coach only works with about 10 clients so that they have plenty of time and energy and capacity to be able to give each of the clients as much help as they need. And we only have 4 coaches currently in the program. So our capacity is 40 students, and there's still a little bit of time before this cohort gets going. And so I know we're going to get quite a few applications in before that time. So if you are thinking that you want to join this upcoming cohort, you want to get matched up with one of our coaches to get this system installed in your business, get your application in now. You can read all about how the 100K Mastermind program works at gillianperkins.com/100K. That's just gillianperkins.com/100K. And I'm going to leave that link in the show notes below. And on that page, you are going to find the button that says apply that will take you to the application form. And completing that application is the first step towards getting into the 100K Mastermind program and getting this system in your business so that you can start generating consistent income every month from your online course and take it up to $100,000 a year and beyond. All right, well, that is everything for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back again next week with another episode where we're going to be talking about my email sales strategy.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Work Less, Earn More. Now, here's what I want you to do next. Take a screenshot of this episode you're listening to right now and share it out on your Instagram stories. And when you do, make sure you tag me at Gillian Z. Perkins so I can see you're listening. Sharing on stories is going to help more people find this podcast so they too can learn how to build their business in a way that allows them to work less and earn more. And if you really love the show, head over to Apple Podcasts right now and leave Work Less, Earn More a review to give it a boost and help even more people find it. Okay, let's wrap this up. I'm Gillian Perkins, and until next week, stay focused and take action.